All right, so you want to be Adam or Alpha Team, or what do you prefer?
Alpha Team's fine. Okay. Or Adam, I don't care. Just don't use my last name, but other than that, I'm fine.
I don't want to be associated with you jerks. I can't use my last name.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think you got my file, the kind of outline of what we do here?
I did. Okay. So I made a little couple notes for myself. And
good.
I spent the whole week trying to say, you know, in my head, say purple and not pink.
They're purple. So,
that's okay. Ian still calls him pink now and then.
Yeah, it happens a lot. I don't mean to, often.
Holy smokes, episode 50.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Everybody ready? Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 50 years old installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the only one, also is Craig, with me, as always, KS72, SneakyBean15, better known as Ray and Ian, founders of the Puzzle Warriors Alliance. We also have a special guest this week, one of the great patrons we have on our show, Alpha Team is with us. Hello, everyone.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
That was a bit more enthusiasm than I expected.
That was exactly what I expected, but I was underprepared. Because like I told you guys, I am just a hair south of sober because it's my anniversary and I had a few adult beverages with my dinner when Craig said that this episode can kick and stretch and kick. It's 50. Really caught me by surprise.
Are you like 2.75 sheets to the wind?
I don't know what that – I don't even – is that a reference to something? Should I understand what you're saying? Or am I that drunk?
Oh, well, if you're super drunk, you're three sheets to the wind.
Oh, no, I'm not. No, no, I am just never. It's been a long time since I've had two large adult beverages in the same evening. So I had mine and then my wife couldn't finish hers. Mine was like three fingers of Knob Creek rye with some Cointreau and some iced tea. Mm. And then she had a bucket of gin with some lime juice and honey. All both delicious, but...
I'll try those beverages.
Oh, they were strong.
I like gin. I like rye. Those sound good.
Yeah, they were delicious. It was time well spent.
All right.
Thanks for waiting on me.
Well, happy anniversary.
Thanks.
I can't believe it's been that many years since we've been to Vegas. To
get I know.
Holy smokes.
I know. Those 4 years flew by.
Whew. Oh, hey, catching up for us. We didn't see anyone in Pittsburgh, but man, Video Game Central was awesome.
Oh. If there's anybody out there that enjoys pinball and or video games and or both, I can't tell you how exciting Replay FX is. It's the best.
It was a very large chunk of the David L. Lawrence Convention Center was given over to hundreds of pinball machines and arcade games and console games and board games. And
yeah,
all you needed was really, really comfortable shoes.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw someone who was carrying around like a foam floor mat from machine to machine with them.
Yeah,
I was like, that's brilliant. Yeah,
I think what you know what I need is the. Do you remember moon boots when those were a thing? I think moon boots would be the correct.
Get out of Dodge. That's footwear. Ridiculous.
Did your mom make you like put like those bread bags on your moon boots so your feet wouldn't get wet?
No.
My baby, dude, that's horrible.
Why would my feet get wet? They're inside moon boots.
I don't. I had were old holy moon boots.
Oh, I'm thinking moon boots are the way to go for standing on concrete all day. Like they had like 4 inches of padding on the bottom.
That's fine. I will just not associate with you that day.
Ian and I managed to barely scrape out a win at Dance Dance Revolution Marvel versus Capcom.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Oh,
against some rando and an 8-year-old. That was shameful. Yeah.
But Ian was trying to control the movement of the character. I was trying to throw punches and kicks, and you had to do it Dance Dance Revolution style.
Yeah.
And it was exhausting.
Yeah, that's
how that turned out.
That's true.
I think it's almost as exhausting as the rail car pumping game.
That game was much better.
It was a much better game. But all the pinball was we had. Pinburg championships were handed out. We were not winners.
Or participants, so. I don't have 4 days to dedicate to that sort of nonsense.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, hey, let's talk about this game.
Start the show already.
All right. All right, so this is the week of August 3rd through August 10th. Your Deadpool dailies. Today was Wednesday was Purple Blade. Thursday, Red Patch. Friday, Black Torch. Saturday, Red Colossus. Sunday, Yellow Cyclops. Monday, Blue Hood. Tuesday, Black Doc Ock. And Wednesday is Yellow Lazy Thor. Anything popping out at you there?
Yeah.
No?
For me, I can. That'll be my last cover I need for Patch tomorrow, so I'm excited for that.
Ooh.
He good?
Yeah, absolutely.
I need to pull your roster back up. Send us a roster. I'll have to share with you. Yeah, that's exciting. Sure. So that's going to complete your 3-star roster completely? Nice.
It is. And I got a couple, and I've got my next 2-star Wolverine is going to get me another cover. So I've got that waiting to champ and get the legendary token. So that's exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. That's been a good week. Just this Saturday, I got my final Bullseye cover, and that also completed my 3-star covering process. So seems, I don't know what your 4-stars and 5-stars look like, but at least 3-star-wise, I feel like we're in a similar situation.
No, I'm still pretty darn new at this, so that's only
I'm
4-star.
for the 5-day 4-star crash! Of the Titans. All right, so whatever day was that? What was that, Saturday? Was the horrible beatdown? Or was that Friday?
No, one of the days was...
I don't know, it was Dr. Mr. Doom Fantastic.
Got slapped around by Dr. Doom.
The tar kicked out of him.
Ah.
Man, that was terrible.
Yep.
Did anybody have a chance at that thing?
No. No, not even. Not even
close.
I mean, I
even dumped some ISO into my Fantastic, and it just did not help. I just got beat down savagely.
Imaginot was then not there to save you?
Imaginot did not save me at all, no. Coming up after that, on the 5th, is going to be Iceman, and on the 10th is going to be Cyclops. So how do you fare coming up on those?
Ray is going to win, because he got his Iceman covers to the point where the person is stunned for the same amount of countdown tile that it takes for the stun to get used up. So he should be able to keep his villain frozen long enough to just beat him down.
Hey, thanks for working out that strategy for me.
Yeah.
That's right. They'll throw it out there and make it somebody who can't be stunned.
No. No, that's preposterous.
Like, make you fight Silver Surfer? That would be ridiculous.
Why not?
I don't know where my Iceman is. He's probably not anywhere respectable in freezing or in the whiteout damage doing.
Mine's only level 70.
202 is where you're at.
All right. No chance for me.
Mine's 255. But he's level 70.
Oh, that's fine. Put some ISO in him and you'll win for sure. Yeah. Alpha, how does your next Iceman fight look?
Pretty poor. That's because I don't have him, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I will assume that that's not going to go that well.
Yeah.
I do have him up to 325, but only at level 90, so I'd have no idea if that's going to work. But I don't have anybody that I'm sinking ISO into currently, and it's likely I'm going to be selling off a full dock in here. So I might have some spare ISO to boost him up.
Exciting.
I can be
I don't
hopeful.
Know why, but that just strikes me funny. I'm selling off the full docket. Oh, well, the full docket.
Not just a partial docket.
What's it look like for 4-star Captain Jerkface?
Wow.
I got my Cyclops at 251.
Mine's, again, I'll let Ray field the rest of this one. I'm going to take a little rest.
You're at 111.
Okay. Not happening.
And I am at 232, level 94. So it seems unlikely. Do anyone recall who he fights?
No.
I couldn't even.
Turns out I'm really poor at memorizing who all these 4-star fights are.
Yeah.
And I never write them down. Probably should. I just don't. We could just bother to ask Leonard and he would tell us. But yeah, so that's what's coming up there. Story events. You got your hunt is running right now. 27,000 gets you a Gamora, 44,000 for the CP, top 10 folks get an X-Force Wolverine, and 11,200 are Daredevil. And what just popped up is that the Hulk is next, 33,500 for Red Daredevil, 61,000 for the CP, top 10 folks are getting Punisher to the max, and 11,200 are Colossus covers. Over in PvP land, the new season's
Wait,
up.
What about me and my needs?
Okay, tell me more.
I just want to know if either of you guys tried to get a Wasp cover from that last story.
Tried? Yes. Failed? Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, not a chance. There's not a chance I'm placing.
No, nope.
Mm.
I'm still trying.
Did you get one of your cake slices where you played for 7.5 minutes and got in the top 10?
No, I didn't even participate. Okay. I ran out of steam too fast.
Yeah.
My apathy's getting the best of me.
I still have a goal to get the CP, but we'll see how that goes.
Okay. PvP Land, Web Slinger, wrapped up. 800 got you Purple Spider-Man, 1,000 Yellow Gwen, 1,300 for the CP. Top spot was a Purple Star-Lord, because God knows we don't have enough of those. And 2 to 100 are Daredevil covers. And then Blind Justice is up and running now. 800 for Red Daredevil, 1,000 for Yellow Star-Lord, 1,300 for the CP. Top spot is Yellow Wasp, 2 to 100 are Quicksilver. And for the simulator this season, your 2,000-point reward is going to be a Peggy Carter. So, got to try and go hammer that out. Need to get me one of those.
Is it red? I had a feeling it was going to be red.
It is. Is that the one you have?
That is the only one that I have.
I've got red and blue Peggy Carter, so that would be my third pick. So I will try and get to that. So, that's what's coming up. Let's talk to our guest more. Hey, Alpha, how long have you been playing this game? What you like?
Well,
what you got?
Oddly enough, I've started playing probably when it first came out, but I never played it continuously. I'm only on, what, day 321? And for probably 80% of that, I just played it as a match three game, didn't care about the strategy, and kind of did all the wrong things, all the wrong ways. So now I'm kind of found you guys, and you guys helped me learn a lot, and I'm kind of mending my roster.
Wow, what a unique situation. I'm super intrigued. Keep talking.
Yes, keep talking. Well, I just literally, it was one of those mind-numbing games, or you know, games you just play when you're waiting for the server to reboot, or you're on the bus, or whatever. And I just
sure.
So I just collected covers. I as soon as I got a cover, I threw all the ISO into it. I came back to playing, and I'm like, ooh, what's this CP stuff? What's this legendary token? Let's open all these. I got like an old man Logan. I got a server Silver Surfer, and the game just got impossible to play. I couldn't get past the first couple of nodes, and it was a nightmare. So I'm like, you know, there's got to be something more to this than just matching colors. And I hunted down how to play and found you guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
I'm just, I don't know whether to be impressed or sad that you're relying on us to build your roster.
Be both. I am also both flattered and nervous for you, but I think you'll be okay.
No, the past month or so, I've been able to get through the big enchilada successfully without, you know, failing miserably. And that's helped me get all the 3-star covers I've needed to get on the men's.
Yeah. Who's your enchilada team?
Old Man Logan, Hulk, and original Black Widow.
Interesting.
Well, you know, they don't have any synergy, but, you know, they're both Old Man Logan and Hulk are meat shields, and that's what gets me through.
Yeah, I was just looking at your roster. It looks like you only have, like, four 3-stars championed, I guess. So
that is. I just got Daredevil today waiting for the show to start. So.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah, not a whole lot of choices, but OBW is just such a...
versatile character.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. So that's what I was hoping maybe you guys would make a suggestion is do a special show on team-ups and what the best team-ups would be. You know, the ones that
you
go to.
Yes. Weird.
Because I was going to say, in a surprising amount of overlap, I had to abandon my old enchilada team because it turns out I tried to think of them, you know, I thought of that team up on my own, and it was terrible. So I also now just go with Old Man Logan, Hulk, and Cyclops and just try to blast my way to the end, and it works every time. Because I was running Black Panther, Falcon, and Blade, and they were excellent, you know, if they got going. If I could, you know, get out those strike tiles, get out Blade's attack tiles and beef them up with the Falcon and then maybe Rage of the Panther towards the end of the thing. But man, if I hit one of those first waves that was nothing but like symbiotes or things that could just hammer on me fast, I'm like, all right, I'm doing basic damage. I'm done. So I finally got fed up with that and just decided I would plow through the enchilada every day. Tired of trying it twice. Peasants.
Yeah, I would have to take a look at a roster to give any advice, because my current enchilada team is Rocket and Groot, Thor, and Red Hulk. So if you don't have Red Hulk, that really doesn't help you much. And yeah, it pretty much relies on Red Hulk just to crush everyone near the end. I rarely play the fourth wave. I just wait to get charged and then crush them all. But it's an excellent team if you have them. Just saying.
Are you just using Rocket and Groot for the blue tiles?
For the blue, yellow, and green matches, he tanks, so he absorbs all the damage, and then heals himself.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Thor and Hulk just crush everyone. So, yeah, I normally don't even need health packs or anything. I can just keep using them later, so.
Are you in an alliance currently?
I am in an alliance. We have a lot of active people, they just actively playing people. They just, nobody chats at all. Other than when someone buys CPs, everybody says thank you, and that's about it.
Okay, I see. That's respectful. I like that.
It is.
Are you longing for the days when your alliance didn't constantly talk about wrestling, Ian?
Didn't tell me every Tuesday when I logged in, I found out everything that occurred during Monday Night Raw. with one like question about the actual game peppered in there. I would say I'm longing for it. I'm adjusting.
Hey, speaking of which, we still haven't watched that Blu-ray DVD of the wrestling event that we went to.
Oh, but we lived it.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, but we can watch it again.
Sure, someday when we all get together, we can we can put that on the to-do list.
Okay. All right, lots of new. Man, my brain hurts. Lots of new stuff came out this week and little bitty pieces of things. First things first, you remember that vote they had for here's a bunch of characters nobody knows in Medusa?
Yes.
Hey, the winner was Medusa.
Good.
So she will be coming to Puzzle Quest later this year.
Yeah. After the Black Bolt spoiler dropped, I figured Medusa was inevitable, whether or not she won the vote.
Yeah, I mean, you would think if you're going to get Black Bolt, you got to get Medusa, right?
Sure.
Oh, there's been some post-106 patches. Starting today, August 3rd, fixed a bug where Nova's power takeoff was not correctly turning into Rocket Man when other teammates' powers created black strike tiles.
Mm.
Fixed a bug where Rocket Man was not correctly changing to takeoff when all friendly black strike tiles were removed. And fixed a bug where Punisher to the Max's Army of One was not changing back to Punish when allies returned from a stunned state. And then they say, no, we've identified and addressed the issue where Nova's power Rocket Man was not doing as much damage as expected when the opposing character returns from Airborne. This is not a bug we can hotfix. It will be part of the 108 release.
Cool.
A couple of fixes right before that. Bruce Banner's Gamma Ray experiment and smartest guy in the room powers did not scale past level 450. In case you have him that high that you can notice. And they fixed the bug where the Teisatsu's turn to smoke power was still being activated while they were stunned.
Boo.
Boo?
Yeah, that would be really bad. That's one of the primary things you want to do is stun them before you take them out. So, yay, it was fixed.
Yeah.
Right, I'm like, no, that was a good thing. They fixed it. I'm confused. Hey, mission difficulties are changing again.
All right.
Because we know how much you love that.
No
Starting
details?
With the Hulk event on Thursday, tweaking how enemies scale as your roster gets better. Higher level rosters will experience easier enemies than before. Reduce the amount of times a mission can be played after it reaches its maximum difficulty. Missions can be played 3 times, down from 4, before being worth 1 point. 2-star required missions now have a maximum difficulty like easy missions. And the amount of points that a 2-star required mission is worth has been reduced, while the amount of points the 4-star required mission has been increased. 3-star required missions have not changed. So it's more of a scaling towards the higher end player.
Okay.
Your missions are now worth more points, and you are fighting easier people to get those points.
So here's my question. Break it down for me. If I understand correctly from the last change, I have to play a mission 4 times to get that piece of CP, correct?
Correct.
So I have to play it at least 1 time for no points to get the CP.
No.
I thought it was 3 times and then
that's after it reaches maximum difficulty.
Oh, never mind. I'm out. It doesn't affect me in any way.
Yeah, so your first 4 times you play it, it'll keep scaling in difficulty. You'll get your CP and then you can just stop.
No, misheard you. I'm fine. This is okay. The best. I'm stoked for these changes. They're going to be awesome.
Ian makes me laugh. Lightning round changes. I like to call this the changes made just for Brian.
I am excited because I didn't get to read this in advance.
Ah. Starting on August 2nd, lightning round placement rewards that normally reward lightning round tokens will now reward heroic tokens. The ISO 8 earned from rank 25 and better will now reward 1,000 ISO up from 500.
I'm less excited.
Yeah, it wasn't that exciting. But
yeah, I don't understand. What was wrong with lightning round tokens?
I don't think they were actually any different than heroic
tokens.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So I guess just to make it clear that's right. What you're getting.
Sure. I suppose so.
I don't know. And then in a change, which I didn't know was coming at all, new pack odds for 4-star characters. So in season 30, Peggy Carter is being added to the packs that you can get. In addition, they'll be increasing 4-star odds 30% more than before in heroic cover packs.
Wow. Ooh.
In return, they will be decreasing the 2-star odds 2% less than before to compensate for this change. So you have less of a chance of getting a 2-star, but way more of a chance of getting a 4-star.
Right.
So apparently 1-star and 3-star aren't changing.
Sure.
But interesting that they're going to try and get a few more 4-stars out into the wild.
Yeah. A lot more, it seems. That's exciting. That's nerve-wracking.
Yeah, that could make...
That's super nerve-wracking. That tells me that 6 stars are right around the corner and your 3 stars are about to become useless.
As soon as Dazzler drops, you just wait. She is going to be a 6-star beast.
I thought you got enough Dazzler at that 6-player X-Men game, or 4-player.
No. No. No, I didn't.
Okay.
I'm also not getting enough Dazzler in the, you know, A-Force comic either, so because you have more Dazzler.
Right. Well, that was a lot of changes. That's a little bit exciting. My takeaway from that was, Ian, you've never owned a lightning round token, and now you never will. I'll have to live the rest of my life having never gotten a lightning round token.
I have a couple of times, but I generally don't play lightning rounds because I work during the day.
Yeah, so. Correct.
What else we got? Listener comments. Ray, what you got?
Oh, there are a ton of listener comments. So
Tell me more. Did you get very far?
What?
I was saying Boo Earns.
shoo-pop-up, yeah.
I don't have any idea what's going on. Okay, so...
Have a little grease moment right here. Have a little thing.
The first comment, I'm going to change order to burst Craig's bubble.
Oh, no.
Nick1118 said, "Man, Craig is an ultra hipster. He hates... the new Star Wars. He thinks Ant-Man movies sucked. He basically hates everything that the populace sees as well received, but then likes Q-list Marvel characters like Dazzler." Come on.
Q-list my butt.
Oh, Craig the hipster. That's awesome. What a sweet burn. Nick,
man, that is
favorite.
Terrible.
That was not even based on, like, Nick's never seen Craig's douchey mustache. Like, that's the giveaway.
I'll have to wear my paper fedora, too.
Oh, my goodness. He is. I didn't know it this whole time because he's so grouchy and unhip, but he is.
I almost took the paper hat with me to Pittsburgh just to wear it just for you.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. We're in trouble. Something's come along and burst our bubble. Man, Dazzler's the stuff. Don't know what, you know what you're talking about. And no, when things are good, they're good. Like, you know, Deadpool was amazing. Amazing.
That is true.
And everybody thought that was amazing. I'm sorry. Star Wars just wasn't that good. It was a mediocre film. However, Rogue One looks like it's going to be tremendous.
I disagree. I think it was a really good film. I think they just reused too much of the original plotline for you to have any ability to like it. Hey, you've got somebody that agrees with you. Chloe says that she agrees with you about Ant-Man not being quite as great as the other MCU movies, which I would agree. It is not as great as the other Marvel movies. However, for a movie, it's still way up there.
I mean, is it better than that, you know, the super crap first couple of Hulk movies? Of course. Those movies are terrible. But, you know, it's just not my thing.
So it seems like a lot of your arguments was just because of your movie opinions. A lot of the negativity towards you.
And all those people should go watch a copy of The Villain. And then
if they love that movie
or hate that movie, they'll know where I'm coming from.
I 100% knew that's what was coming.
The movie's solid gold.
It's solid, not gold.
It's one of the worst movies ever made and yet funny at the same time.
Amazingly compelling, isn't it?
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Well, I kept going fast and fast, and I kept going fast and faster. Amazing.
You're going to movie watch of the villain is going to skyrocket, and no one's going to know why.
That would also be amazing. Schwarzenegger will start getting all these weird residuals checks for like a penny. And I'll be like, what's this about?
So Nick also mentioned that he lucked into one of the Wasp's tokens in the vault, and he said that he came up with a combo for her. Patch, Loki, and her, using Wasp's yellow, Loki's black, and Patch's green, basically put out a whole bunch of tiles, make them your own, and then switch them back and forth between Strike and Protect. Sounds like an interesting combination. He said he was doing upwards of 5,000 to 6,000 points of damage per match.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Wow. Congratulations. I wish I had a Wasp. We did get a message from name Ben K. Severed on the website. He said that he found the show and it greatly improved his gaming experience. He used to be a TLDR kind of player and says that he considers the 2 to 3 star transition EP a absolute necessity for new players. So, hey, thanks. I'm glad
I would agree. That helped tremendously.
Hooray!
I'm glad it helped someone.
Yeah, it helped at least two people.
We really tried our best, and we were hoping that it just, you know, hadn't done nothing. So, that's
double
great.
Negative?
Nope.
Think on that. Stink Bomb said that he, and I went back and forth as to whether I was going to mention this, but he really highly suggests that people try listening to the podcast at 0.5 speed. Apparently, we sound monumentally drunk during that speed, and in the beginning, Ian sounded like Adam Carolla, and I sounded like Robert Stack. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like almost entertaining, but terrible advice.
To make the podcast twice as long?
Yeah, listen to the podcast more than once? Holy moly. Stink Palm's the best.
Donkey.
Give him a high five through space.
Donkey Teeth responded Donkey to this Teeth. And said that he just tried the Drunk Warriors 3 and it was as hilarious as advertised. So there you go. Another comment, Mad Olaf said that he went to PSU in the late 90s and was sad to hear that Playland closed. And that Dragon Puzzle was the best.
What was?
Dragon Puzzle.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Next, we have a comment from D-Wing Illinois, who said that he never expected the Deflator Mouse reference. And now I think it's going to be my goal to get as many Tick references as possible, because, man, I love that cartoon.
It was a good show.
And not to mention the comic. He also said that Teen Jean is best at fighting groups, but individuals give her trouble, that he is going to now call her Fezzik from now on.
I can be down with that.
Yeah, I'm way into that. That's a great reference.
And that was immediately responded to by Jeff Duggan and said that Fezzik is perfect. So apparently that's going to become a thing. D-Wing Illinois also mentioned that he's had two Nick Fury covers die on the vine so far, and he fully expects Samuel Jackson to show up at my door to enthusiastically express his disappointment. I love that comment. That was great. We had some comments about the Black Bolt Spider-Woman, the clue. So what if Black Bolt and Spider-Woman were actually hints at a different character? Dazzler confirmed.
Yeah!
Says Double XX. And AstroMonkey9 also commented that Black Bolt and Spider-Woman arriving in August. There's only one true woman in Spider-Man's life. August is a month, much like May. The game already has assets for the character. 5-star Aunt May confirmed.
Oh.
So they're getting.
Can you view that weird, pumped up Aunt May where like Franklin Richards gave her like superpowers and she like gets out and saves the universe?
Right. And Perondiak actually says in response to that, "Don't get Craig started on Aunt May."
Marissa Tomei.
She was fine.
Oh, man, I want to see that movie. Spider-Man movie. Excited about that.
Socket Wrench commented on Invisible Woman. Apparently, we were giving Invisible Woman some crap for not being very good.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah.
And he said that he likes using her with Quicksilver and Ragnarok. That Quicksilver's passive blue, Invisible Woman's lock tiles, when she locks, if you lock the team up tiles, that counts as tiles for Quicksilver's passive. So you use Ragnarok to generate a ton of blue, you use her to lock tiles, and it just all feeds into Quicksilver's powers. A little bit to get going, but he said it was excellent, so.
Yeah, as long as you can get Ragnarok to tank, since he can heal himself.
Right.
Right, yeah, exactly. Now, my Ragnarok can't do any of that, but because I hated him for so long. However, it does sound like an interesting combo. So Jordan from Jersey had a question about spoilers. He said, wait, spoilers for what? Upcoming characters? How does that spoil anything? So I thought we might take a little bit of time and explain why spoilers are spoilers and why we don't like them. Basically, the idea behind it is there are people who scrape the servers and figure out just from the code that's on the servers, what characters may be coming, what are programmed before they've been announced by Marvel or D3. And they scrape the servers, they put out the information, and they post it on a couple of different websites. And it's in advance to what might actually be coming. And in some cases, characters that are on the spoilers never show up. They were just testing, right?
Right.
So, for whatever reason, Demiurge, D3, they don't really like the idea that the spoilers are out there. I mean, I can't really blame them. You've got people scraping their servers to get the information. And so we've always tried to avoid these spoilers and just make our own guesses. Well, one, if you know the spoiler, it's more fun to guess if you don't know the spoiler.
Yeah.
And two, we just don't want to promote, you know, that sort of thing. So that's why we don't really care for the spoilers that much. Does that cover it? Did that make sense?
I'd say so, yeah. I like to be surprised. I have no need to know that far in advance.
Right.
Alpha, how do you feel about spoilers?
It's not cool. It's one of those that, yeah, I would rather wait, and I would rather not be excited. Oh, hey, this is coming, and then it never comes.
Yeah, absolutely. False hopes, that's no fun.
Jordan also posted the Black Bolt clue possibilities we had asked for. We asked for Demiurge or D3 to let us know what the clues might have been, and he posted a few. One was getting in tune for the tuning fork, I guess.
Yeah.
Ride the lightning, and to the moon! I thought that was pretty good. And he did answer the question. He is originally from Jersey and just moved to Austin earlier this year. So there you go. And sure. He is male.
And now he's living the good life by actually enjoying real barbecue.
Man, you and that barbecue.
Seriously.
Oh, man, do I love Texas barbecue.
There's nothing wrong with it, but the impact that it has on your life is just too profound.
It's so good.
I'm with you.
It's just so good.
There you go. Lines have been drawn. Alpha's on your side.
All right.
I am. I got married in the Texas barbecue. I like it so much.
Wow. What, like... And like a kiddie pool filled with it?
Yes.
That's amazing.
It was.
It was a big old vat of baked beans with some brisket floating on top.
And some cornbread. Can't forget the cornbread.
That would be such a sign. I mean, that would really be amazing. That would tell me that that woman loves you so much because she has dreamed her whole life of having this beautiful, like, princess wedding. And you're like, let's get Nevada meat and get married. All right, I'm in. That's a keeper right there. That's fantastic.
I'm at a restaurant, sorry.
Okay.
Oh, that's good, too.
Yeah, that's almost as good. Again, and I can't say that I've ever had Texas barbecue, so I don't know what I'm missing.
Oh. Well, no, you've had Dickie's, and Dickie's is pretty good for a chain restaurant.
Pretty good.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's not the Salt Lick in Austin or anything, but it's pretty good. Ooh, the county line in San Antonio. Oh, that was tremendous. The Hard Eight in Coppell, Texas. That is tremendous.
I didn't know you were such a Texas barbecue aficionado.
Oh, man. Every time I go to Texas, I try to find a different barbecue joint.
There you go. You're my go-to Texas barbecue guy now.
If that is ever needed.
Right? Yeah, if that skill set ever comes in handy, you'll be my third person I call.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, if you're down in Austin, you should just call Lystico.
I said third person.
He lives down there. He can get you some barbecue.
Yeah.
So finally,
his girlfriend is a vegetarian, though, so caution.
Finally, Estlore and Asceticist both had comments on us missing the Guardians of the Galaxy vault. If you remember, you commented on how it was the second vault.
Right.
I forget what the title was, actually. I don't have it in front of me, but...
Like, totally awesome vault number two?
Right. And apparently that was a reference to the movie from the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, because his tape that he had was the Volume 2 Greatest Hits.
Yeah, mixtape. That's the next movie, is Volume 2.
Right, but it was a reference also to the first movie.
Oh, all right. That makes sense. I'm on board.
But Aestheticist... Go ahead.
My defense, I don't get things.
I don't know. You get Craig references. Aestheticist says that hearing us totally miss all the vault references was painful. Geek cred diminished. Okay.
I thought we expressly mentioned that it's probably because the next movie is called Volume 2. Maybe that was before we started recording.
Apparently there's some Movie 1 tie-in as well. that
definitely
missed.
He gets the second tape from his mom at like the end of the movie and pops it in his cassette player.
I don't know. I don't remember. I saw the movie once.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, I very much.
It's got Howard the Duck in it. Makes it awesome.
All right, that's all I had for listener comments.
Okay. Hey, Ian, guess what time it is?
Clobbering time?
Oh, nice.
That was good.
Yeah, that's what they pay me for.
It's time for Feature Character of the Week. Week, week.
Feature Character of the Week. Week, 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 week.
This week brought to you by Menace Tort Soys. Looking for nothing but the finest in your soy sauces? Look no further than Menace Tort Soys.
That's some evil soys.
That is some evil soys. They are infringing on all sorts of rights there. Constant civil action is being brought against the Menace Soy Company. this week's featured character of the week is none other than the physically strongest, we'll say, member of the Fantastic Four.
And by far the most likable.
Absolutely. For sure. All that's left to know about him is the things Dork made of orange rock. So he is a red, yellow, and green character. His first power, it's clobbering time, is his red power. It costs you 10 red AP. He deals some damage and some stun. So he starts out by dealing 347 damage and stunning you for one turn. Then he deals more damage, and more stun. Finally, he deals more damage, dealing 2,465 damage in two turns of stun. And one day, he could possibly hope to do 4,888 damage in two turns of stun. Secondly,
page
rock
two.
Solid. Yeah, secondly, rock solid. I try to condense them all onto one page because I always print them when I'm at work and I feel guilty about using up my boss's paper and ink to, you know, read this during the show. So I put it in Word and take out all the extra things and try to condense it down to one sheet.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just riddled with guilt these days. Rock solid. It's his passive. It's yellow. If any ally with less health than the thing would take 913 or more damage, the thing moves to the front and then creates two strength 137 projectiles. Let's see. As we move on, same amount of damage, two better projectiles. The damage you need to take is 1,198, and you get three projectiles that are even stronger. Now it is slightly less damage, 1,065, four projectiles of 213. And at level 5, the ally must take 685. So even less damage, he will be creating 5 strength 183 yellow projectiles. That is a lot of protect. That's outrageous. Good for him. So when he's all grown up, he is jumping in front at damage level 1,358, creating 5 strength 361 yellow projectiles. There's a little developer's note with this one that says, those tiles are generated after the attack and after any cascades that occur. And in the event that he is in the same team with, say, Deadpool or anybody else who will jump in front of a weaker teammate, the who jumps in front is decided by who has the most health.
Yeah, I'm confused about the amount of damage you're reading off for level 5, because that 600 is not even remotely right.
Oh, sorry. That's what I got off the webpage.
Right, but then it tells you at max level it bumps up to like 1,500 or something.
Yeah, 1,300.
Correct. So I don't know how exactly they're looking at, because I have level 5 rock solid and the required amount of damage is 1,049. So I don't know how it calculates that.
Interesting.
As you go up in level.
Yeah, I have 5 rock solid. Mine is at 1,251.
What level do you have him?
229.
Okay, you have him way higher than me.
So the higher level he gets, the more damage he has to take.
Right, because he has more hit points. It's a calculation off of his max hit points.
A percentage of his max hit points.
Yeah.
Sure. Interesting. All right. So move ahead to the final one.
Yeah, the Yancey Street Special. It's green. It costs 12 AP. He deals 722 damage and destroys a random 3x3 block of tiles on the board. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage and do not generate AP. See, he does some more damage. He does some more damage and blows up blocks in a slightly different structure. more same amount of damage and more blocks still. Considerably more damage and considerably more blocks in a new pattern. So the pattern of the block blowing up, level 3 and 4, he's blowing up his 3x3 block in a diamond pattern. And at level 5, it shifts to a 4x4 pattern of destruction. And again, one day when he is a full-grown thing, he is dealing 6,100 damage and destroying 16 tiles in a 4x4 pattern. I don't know how I would, how he shuffles that appropriately. I feel like he does a lot of damage prevention with his yellow, but maybe it's not as good as I think. I don't know, but his clobber in time seems a little bit better to me. That does less damage, but it does the stun. I don't like blowing up random tiles with the Yancey Street. I don't know, 5-5-3? It's probably 5-3-5, but I'm taking it on faith and saying it's 5-5-3. Someone tell me that I'm right or wrong.
I'd imagine most people are going to say 5-3-5 because most people hate projectiles.
That's true. Sounds like something they would hate. And again, that's I'm basing it also off the way that Deadpool works, and no one likes his black.
Right. It's all about his red and purple.
Yeah. That red is real good, though.
It is. So I don't really know. I have him at 3-5-2.
Yes.
And that's just like, you know, that's just the way they've come. I've got almost all yellow. Then really that's all I try and use him for is to absorb damage. So yeah, I can't really say. I mean his red and green are nice. I don't mind the blowing up the 3x3. I wish I could pick where it was. That would make that way better.
Yeah, true story. Mine's at a 5-5-2.
Wow, you're getting close.
Yeah, but that's what I've gotten, so hopefully I'll get another green at some point here and I can
champion get him the thing. Going. Yeah.
Alpha, you have any luck with the thing?
I have 1-0-0. Never touched him.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Glover in Time is nice when you get it going. It's a big punch to the face with stun.
Yeah, I mean, right. At least you got Glover in Time.
What are your thoughts on his powers and how they should shuffle out?
I would agree that the 5-3-5, the protect tiles just, I don't know, not a big fan of. I'd rather do damage and get done with it.
Sure.
I hear I'm a simple man.
I like that. It's nice and straightforward. It's a man after my own heart. But I just stunned at how much potential protect he does at max level. That just seems like a lot.
Yeah.
But not enough to make it useful. There's too many ways to get rid of tiles. And, you know, if you ever want to use his green, you risk blowing up all those protect tiles.
Correct.
Yep.
So I can see that being a flaw. Well, there you have it. The thing brought to you by Menace Tort Soys. If the sodium doesn't kill you, the lawsuits will. Please check out our new wasabi ginger flavor, Menace Tort Soys.
Thanks, Ian.
No problem.
All right. Dying on the Vine time. Hey, brought to you this week by Gandhi 2. This time, there's no more Mr. Passive Resistance. He's a one-man wrecking crew who knows how to party. Gandhi 2 coming to theaters near you.
I got nothing.
There you go. Nothing? Just complete? No, I had a request from our friend over at Discord, Hacksaw Jeff Dugan.
Hey-o!
he chatted over. He's got a Dying on the Vine dilemma and wanted to know if we could hash it out for him.
Sure, let's go straight into that before we lose our momentum.
Okay. So, he says his Vine currently has 2 Psylocke covers that expire in 7 days.
Right.
A 2-star Steve Rogers that expires in 9 days, and a Gray Suit Black Widow that also expires.
Okay.
His Psylocke's currently at level 140, and he's in the process of rebuilding 2-star Steve to make him a champion to get all those rewards again. But he's still missing a red cover before he can use the one that's going to expire.
Right.
Gray Suit Black Widow would level to 183 and give him a Nick Fury cover. His Fury has 13 covers and is level 188.
Oh.
And he's got 110,000 ISO currently. So he says, I could drop 60,000 on Psylocke, get a guaranteed legendary token that may or may not be useful. Or I could continue to save Steve Rogers covers, hoping I pull the red. Or I could frantically dump every drop of ISO into Fury. Delay on leveling Black Widow as long as possible and hope that over 3 weeks I can stretch the process out that I get enough ISO to make Fury a champion. What should he do?
Wow, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, that is a complex dilemma.
Let's tackle it one thing at a time. Option A. I don't know how you feel about championing people, but Psylocke is a turd, and she shouldn't even be a factor.
I don't know if I think that's slightly overstated, and yet I'm in agreement.
Come on, Ian. I think she had at least four lines of dialogue in the new movie.
Well, as far as the game goes, I could, you know, if it's a take it or leave it, I could leave her any day of the week. But, you know, the latest legend token is going to be nice. Boy, the last one seems the most tempting, yeah. But boy, it seems the most complex, too.
It does. However, wait a minute. It was Great Suit Black Widow?
Yes. Yeah. Who we're just holding off putting in it. She's already been championed.
Right.
And she's going to dish out her 4-star reward.
Right.
But he doesn't want the four-star reward to expire until he's able to champion Fury.
Right.
Because it will. Oh, man. That is, I got to say, despite my opening comments, I would probably go the Psylocke route because you're not relying on anything else. Like, that's a guarantee. There's no guarantee you're going to pull that red 2-star cap cover. And, man, 3 weeks of trying to generate enough ISO to pull off the Nick Fury maneuver sounds like more work than I'd be willing to put into things. But you guys are focused, hardworking gentlemen. Tell me more.
Well, yeah, it really depends. If you're a person who plays every day and you're getting that, you know, 5,700 whatever ISO from the Daily Deadpool and you're getting 2,000 from the resupply from your Alliance, 2 weeks to, I mean, if he's already at 100 and some thousand ISO and is already at level 1, well, 80, whatever, I don't remember. That sounds doable. So I'm going to vote Gray Suit, Black Widow, Fury. Also because I have him championed and I do use him and he's useful. So
yeah, Fury's pretty sweet.
Yeah. I'm liking him even more now at 355, so.
Cool.
Sure.
Alpha?
No comment. This is way above my skill level to figure all that out.
I don't get paid enough for this nonsense. Do whatever you want, Jeff.
Yeah, I would do the Black Widow. Although, man, I hate to lose two covers of Psylocke.
Really?
Well, it's two. It's one more, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 1,000 ISO that he could put towards getting Nick Fury where he needs to be.
Yeah.
I think Ray has swayed me to his side.
Yeah, that's probably what I would do, but, you know, I like to collect them all, so right. It'd be hard for me to turn down that 3-star. Right.
And then getting that red cap cover shouldn't be that hard. I mean, he can just start opening he's probably got, you know, crack into those 300 1-star covers that he's got saved up.
Because everybody does that.
I don't know what kind of insanity person would do that.
For just such an emergency. But yeah, I'm with Ray. I'm going to go that the Nick Fury maneuver sounds like a winner.
Well, okay. And he's much more useful than a fully championed Psylocke.
Right.
And all again, so, she is okay, but she's not great. So.
All right, so Jeff, when you hear this, there you go. That probably didn't clear up a single thing for you, but we're saying go with Black Widow.
Yep.
All right, for what we got going, Alpha, you got anything dying on your vine that you need to bring up there?
No, actually, I had a Daredevil cover that was, but as I mentioned earlier, I got to champion him and then used it, so I'm good.
Huzzah, Ray.
I do, actually, because, of course, I got another 4-star Sam Wilson yellow. So that, I mean, it's just going to be 1,000 ISO. I'm already, I'm, there's no way I'm getting two more reds before that expires. It's just, it took me this long to get one.
Right.
It's not going to happen. I'm going to save him for 11 more days to be sure. But yeah, I'm resolved. Other than that, the only thing that I have is what appear to be 10 2-star docking covers that I have saved up because I just started saving 2-star covers instead of just selling them off. So the question is, I don't have anyone who I need to champion right now. I've got a couple 4-stars that are at 13 covers, but I don't have that 14th cover yet. So the question is, should I sell Dokken and just start him over?
Do it.
Absolutely.
Well, and let me qualify it a little bit more. Right now, I only have two fully championed 2-stars. Him and Wolverine. So you think
you only have one?
So I would only have one. Now I do have.
You tell me you just had 10 covers for him again, right?
Well, I have 10 covers, so I could sell him off and immediately get him up to 10 covers. But that's 10 covers at level 15. That's not useful in the Daily Deadpool.
Yeah, but you'll have enough ISO to level him right back to his max again with 10 covers.
I see where you're going with that.
Since you don't need the ISO for anyone else right desperately this moment.
But why would I immediately... Here's my thing.
Right. Why would you sell him to re-champion him at a loss?
Right.
But it's a short-term loss for long-term gain. Because you'll eventually get those other covers and get to re-champion him and get all the rewards again.
I see what you're saying, but my plan was to keep him... Well, here's the other side. Is to keep him and sell off those covers as I get them, as they... before they expire, and wait until I need that 65,000 ISO for a 4-star.
Yeah. I mean, I just wouldn't want to lose all those covers. 10's a lot.
10 is a lot. It's definitely, I don't know, having only one championed 2-star to handle both waves of the Deadpool Daily.
Right.
The second and third round, that seems like a lot to ask for a 2-star Wolverine.
That one is Wolverine. I mean, yeah. He's good, but come on.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's a lot of work. It's a lot on his shoulders. I don't know. 10 covers, that brings him back around really fast, though. But
it does.
Who knows how long it could take to get those last couple ones if you're not, you know, cracking covers all the time or you're not focused on that. I sold off the Black Widow to get, you know, what I needed to do some champion, and she's fully covered again. But, man, she's just sitting there, and I just can't bring myself to you know, wrangle up the 75,000 or whatever it takes to re-champion her. So she just sits there at level 15, fully covered, looking at me like, why did you do this to me?
I love that emotion that you're giving your characters. It's fantastic. Well, I've still got 2 days to decide, but I don't know. I am leaning towards selling him for what I consider not really good reasons, but...
Craig, how are you doing in Vine World?
I don't know. I think I brought this up. Maybe I didn't bring this up on the show. I know I complained to you guys that I treated myself to some legendary tokens the other day and ended up getting a green Cho and a purple Star-Lord, neither of which do me any good.
Right.
So they've been slowly dying because, you know, I feel the need to always wait until the last, like, couple of hours to sell off things that are dying. And I'm in the process of trying to get enough covers to re-champion 2-star Thor because I keep getting all the colors I don't need. So much like the problem I had with Captain Marvel, I think I have currently 6 2-star Thor covers that I can't use because they're all yellow and red, and I need green for my Thor.
Gotcha.
So that's just what's kind of hanging out. But if I could get one more green Thor, I could hook him back up.
I do find it interesting that the Dying on the Vine is now 2-star covers and 4-star covers. We don't really have a problem with the 3-stars, but...
Well, no, because those don't die. Right. They just immediately get tacked on.
Yeah, but a lot of them can go in the champion run. I actually do have one. I wouldn't call it dying because, you know, I have purpose for it. I just... My newly fully covered 3-star Bullseye, that same day or the next day, I pulled another Bullseye cover out of the taco vault of the color that I've been so desperately searching for.
Of course.
So now there it sits. Now I just have to generate the 120,000 ISO that I need to champion him, and I can, or maybe more. I don't remember what it costs on top of the championing. On top of that price to turn them into a champion, because like he's still at level 50, so I have to spend 119,000 ISO to get him up to level 166, and then 7,500 to get him up to champion?
That sounds right.
Okay.
Well, that gives you a reason, you know, something you can tell your 2-star who's sitting there fully covered as to why she has to wait.
Yeah, I did. Because I had 3 covers of hers sitting on the vine, and they got turned into 1,500 ISO. I was like, I'm not going to have time for you. You're getting back.
If only you could sell off a few hundred 1-star tokens to pay for that.
Wouldn't help. Gotta save them for,
it would help quite a bit.
No, you're mistaken. I got to save those for when I sell another 2-star and need to get 13 covers back on it in one sitting.
I don't know. I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty sweet.
I don't have time to play the game to earn rewards. He's gotta jam them in there with 1-star tokens.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
All right, so that was Dying in the Vine, brought to you by this summer's hottest sequel, Gandhi 2. Anybody get anything cool this week?
I also got that yellow Falcon America.
Oh, yeah?
And it worked out well for me, so now I have him at a 140.
Hmm.
So my 040 is gone by the wayside. And I think that's the only really cool cover that I got this week.
The only thing I got this week was, that I can recall, is the 4-star Elektra cover that now has me at 454. So she is on the verge of becoming a championed character. And by on the verge, I mean on the verge of needing all the ice out, because I'd have none.
That's true.
You do have that fully covered Dakin.
Right, exactly. If I were to get another Elektra cover, this Dakin question would not be a question.
Right.
Other
than the Daredevil, any exciting news from Alpha Team Hunger Force?
No, no. I've been holding off opening up any of the bigger tokens, because anytime I've opened them, I've gotten really good stuff and it screwed up my scaling, so I'm just stockpiling them until I can properly use them.
That is the correct answer. Stockpile away.
So yeah, I got presently, 91 CP and 5 legendary tokens. That's just kind of burning a hole in my pocket, but
yeah.
I'm just letting them sit there.
That's the correct thing to do, though.
Yeah, absolutely. If you can't afford to make appropriate use of them, I think you are showing excellent discipline.
It's hard.
Plus your, what's it called? From what day you told me you're on. So your year anniversary is coming up soon?
It is coming up. I'm on, 321, something like that.
All right.
You're running for those double dinos.
Yeah.
I know. Absolutely. I got a slot waiting for that to happen. So it's coming. So I'm excited.
Cool.
Yeah. No, I got my 2-year anniversary is coming up in 9 days. I'll be getting that useless second Silver Surfer cover.
Oh, a second Silver Surfer cover.
Yeah, so I'll then have 2 in Black Hole. So
yeah.
Really still not do anything?
No way. Black Hole's the best.
Yeah.
I really enjoy the animation of it.
So do I.
Just not super helpful. So that was that. It's time for the opening of the tokens. Hey, opening tokens has a sponsor now.
Wow.
Brought to you this week by this guy. Hey, thanks to our sponsor for sponsoring that. This guy.
Wait.
That's was fantastic. The guy part of it, or did you just add that for effect?
Brought to you by this guy.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I love that someone who's willing to pay for something they were getting for free.
All right, let's open some tokens.
All right, I got lots
for Alpha. Don't you open anything?
I'm not.
Unless you got like a heroic token or something you'd like to open.
No, I'm all clean on that too.
Wow, weird. You open your tokens when you get them?
I do. I do have a whole bunch of taco tokens that I'm sitting on too, though.
People are
waiting
weird.
For something. Waiting for something good to show up.
No, that isn't weird. There's been a couple of taco vaults where I didn't want the high end reward, so I just skipped them.
Man.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right, I'll go first then. I have a legendary token from who knows where. It is a 4-star. Punisher. To
Ooh.
The max. Merciless charge. That's interesting. Oh. I don't think I had that power.
Is that the green one?
It is the green one. That will get me to... Who knows? I can't find him. I have 3 black. That's all I had of his. So,
310. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to... I have no token, so I will spend 20 CP on a Classic Legends here. It is a 4-star. Holy smokes, it's unlimited amount of Elektras. It's another Elektra cover.
Cool. That's useful. She's a champion, right?
She is my highest level character. She's now level 277.
Cool. Oop, I scrolled right past it because I didn't. I also am going to have to make a Classic Legends happen because I, for some reason, didn't generate a latest Legends token. So let's see what I can do with this. Yes, I do want to spend the CP for a 4-star. Ooh, X23. I never get X23.
Ooh.
Savage Healing, red.
There you go.
I don't even think I had that. I think this is all brand new for me. I'm going to immediately rush to train her and tell you guys more. 111. Boom.
You have a lot of characters in the poop house.
Oh, my God. Yeah, absolutely. This is well known. This is known, as they say. I am lazy about leveling. I don't generate a lot of covers. I'm just a really, really mediocre player.
He's really good at avoiding the 7-10 split.
That's true. All right, so that was the legendary tokens brought to you by this guy. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Oh my goodness, it's soon to be named. In that, it's the soon to be named podcast network, available at soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com or soontobenamednetwork.com. It is filled with great podcasts. Like, in addition to this very show, we have the Fresher and Parlance YouTube show. We have Podvocacy. We have The Prime Defective. We have Profane Arguments. We have The Prodigal Sons. And we have the Long Box Heroes and Long Box Heroes After Dark. We have links to all of these pages on our homepage and at soontobenamednetwork.com and soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com if you would like more information about any of these fine shows. They all get our stamp of approval. And some of them even contain Ray and I.
Now, here, Leonard and Todd are branching out into the Cinnabon Hour.
I knew it! I didn't get a chance to deflect. Craig just shot right in there.
That'll be the newest show on the network.
It needs to begin with a P. I don't think it'll count.
Yeah, you want to know how that. You want to know how dim I am? About six episodes in, I'm like, what are they going to name this already? And then I'm like, oh, duh.
It's just another one of those silly things that we do.
Right. That's fantastic.
It's the STBN network.
Yeah.
That would be redundant.
No?
The soon-to-be-named network network?
No, he said STBN network.
Oh, okay.
STBN network.
There you go, then.
You should go to our homepage. It's, right. It's on there. It's STBN network.
Yeah, that'll go to our webpage. I think that's all we got this week. We're all worn out.
Speaking of the webpage, though, I was able to update the player. So I really hated the way that the player looked. So I went in and changed some of the HTML, and it looks better. I'm still not happy with it, but hey, if anybody else has any comments, let me know.
Cool. I haven't seen it yet this week. I don't remember.
What is this week's thing about the Wasp? Have a picture of Nick Fury.
Because he was the featured character of the week?
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah, we'll include you in the show eventually. Hang in there.
Okay. Hey, thanks.
Oh, I also did update. I don't know if I mentioned this. If you go to look at our all episodes page, if you want to track down what episode you might want to listen to, I added in the description of across from the link every featured character of the week that is featured for that episode. So if you're looking for a specific character that you want to hear what we had to say about them, you can easily do that now.
Thank you for doing that. As I was championing these guys, I'm like, what episode was this? And now you have it on there, so thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And you have Adam to thank for that. He's the one that originally requested that, so there you go.
Wow. Good job, Ray.
How come the one just has guests?
The one. You want to be a little more specific?
Well, like the one episode with Cardi says, it's got Noah Browncoat. And then one of the ones I'm reading further down just says, and guest.
What one? They're all numbered, Craig. Tell me what number you're
37. It says Century plus guest.
Right. So Century was the character of the week, and we had a guest.
Well, how come the episode 408 expressly calls out Noble Browncoat? Shouldn't it just say guest?
Because I knew that was Noble Browncoat, and the other ones I didn't want to go back and figure out who they were.
You have it earlier in the title. It's Dave.
Yeah, the ones that I knew I put in.
Perandiak is Perandiak.
This was all off the top of my head, Greg.
Worst webpage editor ever.
But all right, outside of Scott's mom. Helpful.
All right, I'll just delete
the
page.
There's a throwback for exactly one person.
Poor Dave. Now you hurt his feelings, Craig.
No, I'm trying to give him props. I want his name listed.
It would have gone unnoticed had it not been for your involvement.
All right, fine.
Yeah, now that you've ended the show, why don't you end the show?
Okay, fine. As always, thanks to everybody for joining in. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, your favorite player of your choice. Check us out on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, on the D3 forums. Any comments, suggestions, shoot them our way, one of those ways, or on the Discuss feature on our webpage, or shoot us an email, which you can find on the Contact Us section. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner, buy something there. You pay nothing more. We get some pennies out of that. We enjoy. And if you want to be super awesome, like Alpha Team, you become a patron. So thank you very much. But that's all we got for now. Goodbye. And remember, kids, thunderbolts are generally very unsafe to be around. Good night.
Bye, friends.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So in Ray's defense, you're at least a third responsible for that. If you would have come up with a clever Dave-themed title for that episode, it wouldn't be an issue. But instead, you probably submitted some lame pun that no one liked, and it got voted down, and he got relegated to and guest.
That is true. It is a little silly that it says Dave's Crime of the Century plus guest.
With random guest. With some jerk who showed up. I don't know who he was.
So wait, he's in the title.
Yeah.
Yes, but then he's also listed as and guest.
Well, that's fine. That was... I feel like this molehill has been crafted into a mountain needlessly.
Because the other one is Parandiac does something. And guest.
Oh, ridiculous.
So thank you. This was a lot of fun.
Good.
Yeah, we appreciate you having on. Thanks for the help out.
Not a problem.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm glad that your game is turning around for you.
Yeah, I feel horrible, but I had to sell... I sold the Silver Surfer just because it was just the scaling just was screwing me up. Too bad, but
yeah, I don't feel too bad about that.
Yeah, couldn't sell the Old Man Logan, but
also reasonable. Yeah, Silver Surfer's not shaping up to be the finest 3-star or the 5-stars.
No,
We got a sponsor for the opening of the legendary tokens.
Oh, when? Oh God, what are we doing for that?
they're being brought to you by this guy.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Someone wants it to continue to be brought to you by this guy?
That's correct.
That's ridiculous.